Tributes pour in after assassination of Charlie Kirk. Texas border business. Texas border business. Political leaders and public figures across the United States expressed shock and grief on Wednesday following the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, who was shot and killed during a campus event at Utah Valley University. Former President Donald Trump was among the first to respond, "The great, and even legendary, Charlie Kirk, is dead." No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now, he is no longer with us, Trump posted. He added that, "Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife Erica and family. Charlie, we love you." Later in the day, Trump ordered all U.S. flags to be lowered nationwide. "In honor of Charlie Kirk, a truly great American patriot, I am ordering all American flags throughout the United States lowered to half-mast until Sunday at 6 p.m., he announced. Texas Governor Greg Abbott followed suit, instructing state government buildings to lower both the U.S. and Texas flags. "Cecilia and I are heartbroken by the assassination and passing of Charlie Kirk," Abbott said in a statement. Charlie's voice was a beacon for millions of young Americans searching for truth, courage, and conviction. "This senseless act of violence has no place in America. Our prayers are with Charlie's family and his loved ones, especially the two young children he leaves behind." Abbott confirmed flags would remain at half-staff until sunset on September 14. Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, said he and his wife were devastated and heartbroken. In his statement, Cruz called Kirk's killing an act of unspeakable evil, and recalled meeting him as a teenager. "Charlie was courageous, brilliant, compassionate, and powerfully honest. He was a strong Christian who boldly proclaimed the gospel. Charlie loved our country deeply, and we will forever remember him and honor his legacy." Vice President J.D. Vance shared a short message on social media, "Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord." Utah Senator Mike Lee described the assassination as a cowardly act of violence, an attack on champions of freedom like Charlie, the students who gathered for civil debate, and all Americans who peacefully strive to save our nation. "The terrorists will not win. Charlie will," Kirk himself had posted just before the attack, writing, "We are so back." Utah Valley University is fired up and ready for the first stop back on the American comeback tour. According to the university, he was about a few minutes into his presentation when a single shot was fired from a nearby building. Former President Joe Biden, now a private citizen, called for unity. "There is no place in our country for this kind of violence. It must end now. Jill and I are praying for Charlie Kirk's family and loved ones." House Speaker Mike Johnson said at the Capitol, "Political violence has become all too common in American society. This is not who we are. It violates the core principles of our country." Inside Turning Point USA, COO Justin Strife confirmed the organization would suspend operations for several days. "It is with a heavy heart that we, the Turning Point USA leadership team, write to notify you that earlier this afternoon, Charlie went to his eternal reward with Jesus Christ in heaven," he wrote in a message to staff. Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action will be closed for business until Monday, the 15th, likely longer. From presidents to governors, senators to students, the tributes carried a consistent theme: grief for a young family, condemnation of political violence, and recognition of Kirk's influence on American youth and conservative politics. See relayed story. Press conference following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. First name email.